Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Happy Trick or Treat Night. We are live from Gurnard Field in the campus of Toms River High School, North High School. We are getting sent for week number 8 of the football season here in the Shore Conference. And tonight, a big A-South matchup. It will be the Mariners of Toms River High School North getting set to play host to the Green Dragons of Brick. This one, major implications in a lot of ways. The division's still up for grabs in A-South. Power points for both of these teams will be huge, with both off to pretty good starts. The Mariners 5-2. They are 4-2 in the division overall. And Brick right now pacing everyone in A-South, 5-0 in the conference, 6-1 overall. As it sits right now, Brick 5-0. Jackson Memorial 5-1. Toms River North 4-2. Brick Memorial 3-2. Those are the top four teams in the division right now. This one obviously playing a big role as to who will be able to call themselves champions in A-South. And along with Ed Sarluka and Kevin Williams up in the broadcast booth, we are welcoming you tonight to this one. I'm Matt Harmon. Brad Bioscano, our on-site engineer, Zach Collins, is our engineer back in the studios. A cool night as we get set to kick off football, but with bad weather expected to come in tomorrow, we'll take it for what it is. Kevin, I know you guys spent a lot of time talking about this one last night on the Investors Bank High School Football Show down at the Water Street Bar and Grill, just from where we are. This one, big for both teams, division still up for grabs, state playoffs, a lot of points to be had for either one of the winners.
And let's start with Brick's motivation. A Green Dragon win tonight, Matt. They clinch at least a share of the Class A South Championship. Brick has not won a division title, I believe, in 6 years. So, obviously, that is one of their preseason goals. They do that tonight. They can do no worse than grab a piece of the A-South. Brick also sitting second in the sectional playoffs in Central Jersey Group 4 behind division rival Jackson. They could probably solidify that spot with a win tonight as well. For Toms River North, of course, the A-South pie is out the window, but very much alive in the playoff picture, currently sitting fifth in South Jersey Group 5. And Ed and I talking before the game, there's a lot of power points on the line, a lot of residuals, a lot of things. So as you said, Matt, week 8, this is a big football game, one of the bigger ones in the Shore this weekend.
He's bundled up down there on the sideline as the temperature has continued to drop and expected to be a little chillier during the course of the night. You all right down there, Coach?
Well, it's cold, it's breezy, not windy yet, and rainy with a heavy mist falling, so I am prepared for the weather. Do not want to get sick. By the way, guys, nice costumes tonight up there in the booth. You both look real good dressing up for Halloween. But we should have a pretty good one down here. Of course, we play this one on synthetic turf, so the rain, anticipated heavier rain at 8 o'clock, according to some of the Brick coaches who had it on the radar. They said about 8 o'clock, heavier rain coming in. Not expected to hurt the field with the synthetic turf.
Kevin and I came as broadcasters, Ed. We're not quite sure what you are dressed up as.
Olaf, I'm keeping with the Frozen.
Clarification. We'll call you Olaf tonight. That will work out well. Obviously, for both of these teams, Kevin, their road to where they have gotten here, Toms River North, looking still off that bounce-back season from where they were a year ago. Just one win. They have really turned the corner and have some very talented players, a lot of underclass players who have performed very well. The young quarterback, Mike Husney, and the very talented tailback, Asante Moore.
No question about it, Matt. And I think the situation with the Mariners this year is, for a lot of people, the success came a little bit early. Next year was the year people were pointing at as the year of the rebirth of the Mariners. But it's happened early. It started with that week one win over Lacey, then a loss to Brick Memorial. And I'm sure some people are going, same old Mariners. But The big week three win over Tom's River South, the game we broadcast, the 44-34 victory, really is the one that's laid the groundwork for this 5-2 season. The only bump since then, a 35-7 loss at Jackson, a game they really were never in and were completely outclassed and looked like a young team that night. But they bounced back from that with wins over Tom's River East and Southern, and of course come into what is their next to last game of the regular season at 5-2.
So they've won four of their last five. Ed for Brick, 6-1. I'm sure they're not actually satisfied with that. They were anticipating to be 7-0 at this point. They had the one blip on the radar screen, a double overtime loss to, at that point, winless Wall, 28-27. But other than that, everything pretty much on track for where the Green Dragons would have expected to be. They're under the direction, of course, of two-year starter and very talented quarterback, used to be here at Tom's River North, Carmen Sclafani.
Yeah, the key for the Dragons this year has been the injury bug has not hit them. They are virtually injury-free this year. If you remember last year in Brick's run to the championship, Carmen Sclafani missed two or three games with some minor injuries, came back for the playoff run. But this year they have stayed healthy, and that's important for teams when they're trying to make a run in repeat championship seasons like they are trying to do. As Kevin said, huge implication PowerPoint-wise. And, of course, the first step for the Dragons is to win or at least clinch a tie for the championship, the A-South championship. And everybody in the Shore knows that the A-South is probably the toughest division in the Shore.
For Brick, who is 6-1, they started off with four consecutive wins, that one-point loss to Wall, and back-to-back wins since that point over Lacey and Colts Neck. Kevin, take out the overtime game, which we didn't broadcast, but I know you were at the game against Jackson, in which they won 30-24. Their margin of victory in their five other wins is staggering. They put up 40 points in every game that they've won of those five, and in those five, they've given up a combination of 26 points.
They've been dominating. I mean, it makes the game against Wall that much of a head-scratcher. The more you look at that game, the more you say that is just a stunning upset. But it happened. Maybe at some point Brick will look back and say it was a blessing in disguise. Maybe guys reading their clippings, listening to all the accolades. But clearly it was a shocking loss, but one that they have rebounded from. You know, Matt, I think one of the most interesting statistics with these two teams, we mentioned the quarterbacks, both of them are dual threat guys, throw and run. And how about this? Sclafani has a combined 1,918 yards of total offense, well over 50% of Brick's total. Husney, 1,885, nearly identical. They both throw it. They both run it. They look differently. Sclafani, obviously, more of a physical presence than Husney. And Husney, just as sophomore, has been nothing short of spectacular this season.
The head coaching matchup, Dave Ozerwitz, in his second year for Tom's River North. Rob Dahl, in his fourth year. Let's go down to the field. We will join Ed Sarluka with the opening coin toss.
Guys, you want to come in and shake hands, please?
With their contributions to humanity all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please.
As I told you in a pregame before, first options on regular penalties, first option is always going to be the best. Besides your fouls, you're just going to mark them off. You're the speaking captain? Okay. This gentleman is going to toss the coin. The heads or tails, what do you
want to do? Tails.
What do you want to do?
We're going to defer.
You want to defer? Okay. You want the ball, obviously. Yes, sir. Okay. Which goal you want to defend?
Brick has won the toss, guys, and has deferred their choice to the second half. The Mariners will receive to start this one and be on offense first.
Speaking captain for Brick, who called tails correctly, middle linebacker James Giuliano. You know what to call.
The voice of Bob Phillips, who will be our referee here tonight. The Mariners will be in their home blue uniforms tonight, the white helmets with TRN on either side of the anchor symbol, the dark blue pants as well with the gold trim. For Brick and their away white jerseys tonight, the white pants, the green numerals, and the patented green and white helmets.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. Our special thanks to the Jersey Mike's in Silverton for delivering our pregame tailgate.
Fantastic as always. We'll take a quick timeout here. We'll make it a 2-minute pause. When we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff of this one. It is Brick and Tom's River North, week 8 in the Shore Conference, and it's live on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And our opening kickoff is powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Busy night of high school football around the shore. We've got an early score. Donovan Catholic and Central Regional are tied at 7. We're getting set here for a kickoff between the Mariners of Tom's River North and the Green Dragons of Brick. Big one for both teams. It'll be Hunter Palmer getting set to tee it off from the 40-yard line as left hash mark. It'll be Tom's River North to receive, going to the end zone, off to our right. Caleb Lewis will receive back near his own goal line, take it out over the 30, get some good pressure coming forward, and take it out to about the 32, where it'll be first and 10 for Tom's River North. Mike Husney, the sophomore quarterback, his numbers pretty solid so far, including 18 total touchdowns. Asante Moore in the backfield, he's got 10 total touchdowns on the year. Darian Carrington, Valdez Santiago, the two starting wide receivers. Jordan Craig, who's listed as a tight end but does a lot of stand-up receiving, as he will right now in this first down package for Husney, as the Mariners get the first play from scrimmage. Husney, wanting to throw, will step up, dance around the pocket, move to his left, throw it deep down the sideline. He's got a man open. It is Craig, but he was out of bounds when he got it. It will go incomplete and set up second and 10. Tim Peterson, Joe Fantasia, the two tackles, Luke Butera and Isaiah Santamaria are the guards, and Will Sagaris is the sophomore center.
Boy, you'd like to believe Husney would want that one back, as there must have been some busted coverage once he rolled out. But Craig was wide open, but the ball was thrown about 10 yards out of bounds.
4-3 alignment for Brick. We'll talk about their set after this second down play. More in the backfield, little play action. Husney in trouble, releases it over the middle. Wanted Bryce Watts, who's got 19 catches to pace the team, goes through his hands and incomplete. Jake Layton, a good one at one defensive end. Jordan Keefe, the other. Chris Kimbiz and Dan Finelli, the two tackles. Ray Fattaruso, Corey Wilson, the linebackers. They anchor those two outside spots. James Giuliano, the team leader in tackles, with 75 in the middle. Joe Phillips and Jaquez Johnson, the two corners. Matt Garrity and Tommy Leach are the safeties. Here on third and 10, after back-to-back incompletions, movement up front, but it was on Brick, I believe. Fattaruso trying to blitz off of the right end. I don't believe he was drawn. This will be plus 5 for Tom's River North and make it third and 5.
You notice that first, going back to that first play, guys, if you check the flagpole to your left, right behind the scoreboard, you see a pretty good wind blowing from right to left. Husney got that ball up in the air. The wind just took it, as you said, Kevin, 10 yards out of bounds. If he threw it inside, it was a touchdown.
Husney here looking quick. He's got a man over the middle. It is Jordan Craig to make the catch, his 12th of the year. And Craig, who is a big play threat, his 11 catches coming into the game for well over 300 yards, hauls in a big 20-plus yard reception here and into Brick territory, down to their 46. It's first and 10 for Tom's River North.
He is such a dangerous weapon. Surprised he only had 11 receptions coming into tonight. Ed and I chatting before the game said you've got to find a way to get him the ball a couple of times a game, no matter what.
First and 10 now for North, still early on in this first quarter. Sweep set up to the left side for Watts. He's got some room in front, and we'll take it down just inside the 35-yard line. Tripped up at the mark by Joe Phillips, the senior corner. That's a first down run, and it will be set now at the Brick 35-yard line.
Well, the Mariner game plan, you could see, is scripted through the air and then a counter play. Things that we haven't seen a whole lot of out of the Mariners this year.
Watts in motion, play action up the middle. Screen set up. It'll be Donovan who had it but drops the football. Tommy Donovan, the junior fullback, to make it now second and 10. Ed talked about the wind, which has picked up in the course of the last few minutes. The temperature continuing to drop right now, listed at 48 degrees. Good thing you brought the hat tonight, Coach.
Yeah, you need it down here tonight, Matt. But as I said, quickly finished up my comment, if he had thrown that inside to the hash, that was a touchdown, because, as you said, the Dragons covered that one in the secondary, and Craig was wide open. All he had to do was get it to him. But as you said, the wind just drifted it out of bounds. Mariners look sharp here, though, Matt.
Four wide receivers set. Watts will occupy one spot near sideline left. Trips up top to the right. Craig, one of those guys. Moore now motioning across the formation. Fake the jet sweep. Husney with time. He'll dance off to his right. Tuck it and run. Good dual threat quarterback. He'll have the first down at the 25-yard line or right at the yard mark. I think it'll be enough. Chris Kimbiz came back to make the tackle off his defensive end spot. They might call for a measurement with 10:34 to go in the opening quarter, and no score between Toms River North and Brick.
Nice job by the North, the two North tackles, as they're letting the Brick defensive ends come wide, pushing them out, and it gives Husney two things. Number one, a view downfield with that big arms in front of him, and then a path to run through like he did on that last play.
Just a little short nose of a football.
Yeah, about 4 inches maybe, Matt. Nice to have a second and about 4 inch. The Mariners could do anything on this one. By the way, Husney, just a few yards short of a 1,000-yard season on both throwing and passing. He has had a tremendous year, as Kevin stated in the pregame.
Came in 994 throwing, 891 rushing. He's already over 1,000 yards now throwing the football. And here on third and less than a yard, North with Asante Moore. They set up some sort of decoration on the Brick sideline. It's become very smoky coming across the field.
What was it, Matt? Do you know?
It had to be something Halloween related.
Yeah, I think.
It was sort of like a smoke bomb set off in the stands. But you could obviously see which way the wind is blowing pretty significantly from the Dragon bench to the North bench.
One would think that will be the last time that will take place during the course of the game. Husney with Moore off to his left and a step behind. Motion man is Watts. It will be Moore running hard, but not going to have anything to work with. There is a flag out, however. Moore lost two on the play. This would be fourth and about two, but let's check the flag first. I think a face mask is going to be the call.
Yes, it is, Matt. Good call.
It's thrown by the near side official on the north sideline. Moore, as he ran into about five white jerseys, saw his head go down. One of those quick grabs. It is a 5-yard penalty and will give Toms River North an automatic first down.
Well, what a boost this would give the Mariners to take the opening kick and go down and get points on the board right off the bat against the Green Dragons, who obviously favored in this one. But a good opening drive for North.
Calvin Jackson has checked in. Tight end off to the right. Play action. Husney rolling left. Quarterback draw. It's down to the 10. Down inside the 5. Slips a move. Dives towards the pylon. Referees conferring. Touchdown. Mike Husney doing it from 22 yards out. His 11th. Check it. His 9th rushing touchdown of the year. And Toms River North on their opening drive gets the first score of the game.
Well, he showed his quickness there, Matt. He got the corner. That was the key there. Husney got the corner, and then a nice move when he got inside the 10 to cut it back inside when it looked like maybe he'd get knocked out of bounds.
Kyle Bejas, 19 of 23 with extra points this year on to try to make it 7-0. Tough snap. Great job bringing the hold down. The kick is up and good. That's Darian Carrington, who's the holder, to make it 7-0 Toms River North. We step out for our first break of the evening. Mariners up by 7 over Brick. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Good start for Toms River North as they lead this one 7-0 on the back of a 22-yard touchdown run from Mike Husney. Low squib kick by Alessandro Imperial. Brick will fall on the football around their own 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Handled with some issue by Joseph Bruno. And now here comes that Green Dragon offense. Carmen Sclafani, the 6-foot, 195-pound senior, 846 yards on the ground so far, 7 touchdowns, 15 through the air. He has thrown for just under 1,100 yards. Jasir Taylor and Jacquez Johnson, the two wide receivers. Simon Vangelis is the tight end. Ray Fattaruso and Joe Sclafani make up the two back set. The tackles, Anthony Trapasso and Pasquale Attilio. Tyler Colano and Chris Kimbiz, the two guards, and Alex Trapasso is the junior center. It'll be Sclafani looking to run. He'll keep it off the left side, trying to turn the corner. Does. He'll have 10, make it probably Well, they stepped out of bounds around a 9-yard pickup. They'll mark him out close to the 37-yard line. 3-4 alignment for Tom's River North. Adam Kakar, Deshaun Copes, the two ends. Cole Labatch, the man in the middle. Michael Sywick and Christian Lynch, the two outside linebackers. Tyler McClain and Mike Cangelosi, the inside men. Bryce Watts and Caleb Lewis are the corners. And the safeties, Matt Tomaszczuk and Valdez Santiago.
I'll give you a very interesting update from one of the bigger games around the shore tonight after this play, Matt.
Does it relate to an injury?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I saw something posted about Shore and Point Beach.
No.
Usually on the same page. Second and one. Sclafani will empty out the backfield. Send Taylor in motion. He'll get a jet sweep. He's got some space at midfield. There he goes. 35, 30. No one's going to catch him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. There is a flag. It's a hold, and it's coming back.
Thrown right away by the referee in the backfield.
Yeah, the ref never even moved.
Never moved.
Just stood there. He let the play develop, and then he pointed to the flag.
Would have been a 63-yard touchdown run. Instead, coming all the way back.
Boy, he is dangerous in open space. Guys, I think you'll agree that the Barnegat-Lakewood game is one of the bigger games of the night. Two of the four teams caught for the tie for the Class B South lead. Matty Bowen for Barnegat returning to action after missing some time with a concussion. Thrown out of the game in the first quarter. Two 15-yard penalties ejected by the officials.
Wow.
Not only does that not bode well for the Barnegat Bengals tonight, does not bode well for a young man who's got a Division I scholarship offer.
He's talking about Point Beach and Shore. I saw Scott Stump posting about Michael Fronheim from Point Beach. He's got a broken collarbone. He's out for the season.
Yes, he is.
We knew that last night.
Okay, I just saw him post it today.
John Wagner told us off the record.
Well, it's out in the open now.
Yeah. Well, they're playing now.
They're playing, all right.
That is a devastating loss. They got their big star back, Regizniak, and then they lose Fraunheim.
After the penalty, 10-yard from the line of scrimmage, it was second and short, now second and about 13. Split wide receiver set here for Sclafani. He'll empty the backfield. Haven't seen anything of Fattoruso yet rushing the football. Same play set up Taylor. He had trouble handling the handoff, and he's tripped up just over the line of scrimmage by Santiago. Out to about the 29-yard line for a gain of about 5. It'll be third down and 8 coming up. We are up and running here in the first quarter. Just over 9 minutes to go. Quarter number 1, Tom's River North 7, and Brick nothing.
The old Warren Wolf philosophy of offense. If it works once, run it again. And they did the exact same play that time for only a couple yards. And I believe the sidelines are probably going to get a warning here.
They did sideline warning against Tom's River North.
Usually comes early in the game just to keep everybody back. Mariners, you could understand it was on the Mariner sideline. Could understand them being in this game with the early 7-0 lead.
Bingello's the tight end to the right. Taylor will motion again. An empty back set for Sclafani. Has time, throws, has a man. There's another flag down. Incomplete pass. The intended target, Matthew Schlieffer, the junior wideout.
And another flag
has just been thrown. It's going to be another hold on Brick. And let's check the other infraction. The first flag holding against Brick.
Could be a sideline warning, because after the play, I saw the coaches for Brick push all their kids back.
The thing about the sideline warning I've learned, once it's thrown on one team, it's pretty well within range that at some point the other team will get it.
Right.
By the way, clearly the referees are taking control of this game early. It's been flag city.
It was 3rd and 8. There's at least a hold coming. I haven't seen any motion of what the second flag was. And if it's a sideline warning, it's just that, a warning.
Plus, it was a drop pass by Schlieffer, who was wide open, and Sclafani put the ball right on the money in both hands.
You would think North would decline, set up 4th down.
A lot of discussion here, though. Here's the hold call against Brick. And I got to assume the other one was the warning, right? Yeah. Nothing called.
That's the only call that we've seen so far. And I believe it looks like the ball is going to be marched back. So Tom's River North will take.
Now it was unsportsmanlike on North. Dead ball unsportsmanlike.
Okay, we didn't see that one, which is strange because it was thrown
on the far side. On the
brick far side. That means a North defender must have said something.
Yep. So basically, it you know, the Dragons pick up 5 yards on it.
I have a question about that, though. Wouldn't it be fourth down now? It was third and eight.
No, because they
a dead ball foul, isn't it?
North accepted the penalty.
But it's a dead ball.
I know.
Oh,
so,
North accepted
yeah,
the holding
accepted the hold, which
good call,
was down
yep.
over.
Third now and about three. Sclafani again, an empty back set. Taylor will get it. Jet sweep off the left side. Taylor with some space. He'll have the first down out over the 40-yard line. Just out over the 40, enough to get the first down plus a little bit more. Thomas Cech among those on the tackle for Tom's River North. Chains will move at the 40-yard line. Brick keeping possession with 8:53 to go in this first quarter, of which Tom's River North leads 7-0.
The Mariners better find a way to stop Jet Sweep, because if you remember against Jackson a couple of weeks ago, Castronova lit him up with that play.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we've only played 3 minutes. There's been a lot of excitement already, hasn't it?
Brick getting signals in from the sideline, and we get our first look at Ray Fattoruso, the very tough tailback who will check in for the first time tonight. Joe Sclafani has a wing off to the right. Fattoruso will get it up the middle. He'll pick up 2.5, close to the 43-yard line. Make it second and just about 7.
I think we could safely say that Ray Fattoruso has not had the offensive season that he had last year. He's run for only about 500 yards, as we have a Brick Dragon down on the field with an injury. But he's run for only about 500 yards, but defensively he's playing as great as ever, Kevin, and I know he's one of your favorite guys.
511 yards at 6.3 average, which is pretty good. 4 touchdowns, and he's got 9 receptions. You're right, this has really been Sclafani's offensive year. The focus has shifted a little bit.
And also the emergence of the two wide outs.
Absolutely.
Taylor and
Johnson,
you know, they've added so, you know, such the wide dimension in the passing attack. And as we've seen already tonight with the running attack, running jet sweep.
The injured player is the left tackle.
Pasquale Attilio, the 6 foot, 260-pound junior, being helped off, not putting any pressure on
right
like his right leg.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, I thought Coach Rob Dahl in the pregame was looking at who he gave me for starters, and he pointed at Attilio and he said, yeah, he's back tonight. So I think he's been out with an injury, so that could be a case of re-injury.
John Kozak, number 64, has taken his place. Kozak, 6'1", 235, also a junior. He'll occupy that left tackle spot here on second down and 7. Sclafani will motion Taylor. Fake the jet sweep. Wants to throw. He's got a man over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off by Watts. Watts will keep his feet at the 33. Stretch forward to the 36. And Bryce Watts having quite a game already, making an impact offensively, coming through defensively here for the INT.
Sclafani had thrown 83 passes this season with just one interception and 15 touchdowns. That's one he'd like to have back, Matt. The receiver really wasn't open, not a well-thrown pass.
North will take over on their own 35-yard line. 7:38 to go in the first quarter. Mariners looking sharp so far here tonight. Husney, the young sophomore, back on. He'll have Moore behind him as the single back. Donovan sets himself as an H-back to the left side of the formation. Now motion across and go to the right. Tight end that way also. Husney wants to roll right. The edge is set, able to turn the corner. Here comes pressure. He's going to stop, look to reverse field. Dancing around, cut through, and get to the 40-yard line. Ran out of space, running to his right. Cuts left and gets 5 before Chris Kimbiz makes the stop.
Well, it's not an ordinary football game when you've got two quarterbacks that have put up the numbers that these two have put up, Matt. Two tremendous skilled athletes in Sclafani and Husney. Husney, only a sophomore.
4 wide receiver set, 3 left, 1 right. Husney, pump and go, looking down the field. He's got Watts open, and he dropped the football. Had him at the 30. Blown coverage as Johnson was a step behind. Just an exciting incompletion. It'll be 3rd and 5.
Well, he did have him wide open, and it's a pass that could have been caught. But I'm going to go back with what Ed said earlier. It's one the wind still took a little bit. He would have thrown that ball inside. It would have been a little bit of an easier catch for Watts. But, boy, when you get 10 yards downfield, you got to be able to complete the pass.
Yeah, you know, and he doesn't have to throw it outside either. I'm
correct.
Sure the pass is meant to be thrown as a flag pattern, but he's so wide open, just get it up in the air and let Watts catch it.
Two back, Sant Parker Day is checked in. Good change of pace back. He and Moore both into the formation. Flag out immediately. Here's Moore with a circle pattern out of the backfield. He'll make the catch, get wrapped up at the North 47. I think this is going to be a procedure or an early start against Tom's River North.
Yep, Matt, you're right on.
And back five, it should be third and 10. We've seen a ton of stoppages already in this game.
Yeah, no pace to this one. That's why we played under, you know, just over 5 minutes in this game. There's been so much action, but the pace is so slow with penalties slowing it down.
With the five-yard infraction, it makes it third and 10. Calvin Jackson, the tight end, will check back in. Different look here for North. They're trying to figure things out from the sideline. Husney organizing everyone. He'll send Carrington and Watts. Now Watts will go off by himself to the right. Carrington, Moore, and Craig to the left. Motion set up and...
timeout, Mariners.
Yeah, Tom's River North just disorganized. We will keep it here with 6:27 to go in the first. 7-0, the advantage for Tom's River North.
Guys, an interesting story I picked up a couple of minutes ago. Four Penn State football players were charged with criminal mischief last night on mischief night for throwing eggs. I only mention it because one of the four is former Red Bank Regional standout Garrett Sickles, a reserve defensive end for the Lions who has gotten some time this year. Does not appear that there'll be any disciplinary action regarding tomorrow's game that Penn State plays at home against Maryland, but Coach Franklin said he'll announce more in the future.
Unless it was at the president's house, come on, huh?
Well, they got, but the thing was, they got arrested.
Yeah, I know.
It's not they got caught. They got charged with criminal mischief. So,
right.
End of the first quarter in that battle of B Central. Shore leading Point Beach by a score of 3-0. And another word, Kevin, on that Manny Bowen ejection. Ejected from the game for throwing a punch.
That's not good. Does that mean he has to sit out? I think he's
correct.
Out next week.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
On third down and 10, option for Moore. He's wrapped up in the backfield. Will stretch back to the line of scrimmage. Host of green jerseys, host of green and white jerseys on the tackle. Layton and Fattoruso both there, but on fourth and 9, the punt team will come on.
By the way, that field goal by Shore, the return of their kicker, Joe Montero.
Jake Montero,
back after missing several weeks. So everybody around, including John Wagner last night, said that he could make a difference. He's a great kicker.
Taylor, dangerous return man, awaiting the kick from Pete Colon. He'll step into it around his own 25-yard line.
Green Dragons look like they may be going after it.
Come with some pressure. Colon gets off a short, wobbly kick. It will bounce at the 34 and roll out at the 34, where Brick will get their second possession from scrimmage tonight, trailing 7-0 against Tom's River North.
You know, Montero had missed a couple of games for sure, the kicker with the shoulder injury. Coach Wagner from Point Beach told Ed and I he's so good that basically every kickoff is downed in the end zone. It's a touchback. You start at the 20. You don't hear that too often about kickers on a high school level.
That's a weapon is what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly what he said.
First and 10 for Brick. Sclafani will send Taylor and Johnson near sideline right in a twins combination. Schlieffer up top to the left. Taylor will motion. Quarterback draw up the middle. Sclafani starting inside, going outside. Breaks the plane of the 40, gets close to the 43-yard line. Tyler McLean on that stop. After a pickup of 8.5, second and short coming up. Fattoruso and Joe Sclafani checking back in.
This Green Dragon offense, a real challenge for defensive coordinator Tom Malik, whose unit gives up an average of 21 points per game and has had at times trouble stopping solid offenses like we saw against Jackson a couple weeks ago.
Double tight end set. Here on second and short, it'll be Sclafani up the middle. He will keep it himself and get out over the 47-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. Adam Kakar, the big defensive end, able to make the stop. Dean Helstowski came in as that other tight end man. He and Vingelis, who's a good size target for a tight end, 6'5", 195 pounds. Both will stay in the game, one left, one right. Sclafani and Fattoruso confer in the backfield. Taylor and Johnson split the field at the wide receiver spot. Now Fattoruso will empty the backfield, go wing left. Johnson will motion, and we've got a flag out. This is going to be delay of game against Brick.
Delay of game by the Dragons.
Kevin, Helstowski's story pretty interesting.
Helstowski, Dean Helstowski, yep. His dad was for many years a assistant coach at Toms River North with Chip LaBarca, and he is a recent transfer, right, Ed?
Within the week, maybe 2 weeks, from up north. I believe it was St. Peter's or St. Joe's. I'm not sure exactly,
one of those.
But it was one of those parochial powers up there.
After the penalty, first and 15. Sclafani wants to throw, dumps it down over the middle. He's got Fattoruso spotted up in an empty spot in the zone, tackled at the north 45-yard line for a gain of 12. It will be second and 3 coming up.
Helstowski, just a sophomore, and we've heard some very, very good reviews about him.
Also an outstanding wrestler will be in the winter for the Dragon wrestling team, who is outstanding and very good.
He'll stay in again here on second and short. Goes tight end left. Vingelis tight end right. Again, Fattoruso empty in the backfield. Two receivers set left. Single man up top. And Fattoruso gets the fake. Sclafani keeps it off the left side. Bumped at the first down mark. Will fall forward to the 40-yard line. Thomas Check on the stop. Chains move here. Clock continuing to roll down inside of 3:15 now in this first quarter. North still maintaining that 7-0 advantage.
Most of Sclafani's runs are on that zone read, Matt. So dangerous that so many teams run now that type of offense. And Sclafani has made it a career in the last 2 years.
Schlieffer, the single receiver right now, joined by Taylor, who motions. Bubble screen set up. Taylor will make the catch as he stopped the motion, makes the grab at the line of scrimmage of the 40, dragged down by Santiago at the 37. Just a 3-yard pickup to make it 2nd and 7. Important match here for both of these teams, each with their 8th game of the year. Combined record between the two teams, 11-3, both having excellent seasons so far.
Last chance to earn points tonight, right? 8 games after 8.
For both teams.
For both these teams. They'll drop one, and that'll be it.
2nd and 7. Give up the middle is to Fattoruso, spinning out of trouble, and then running through a bit of the tackle of Santiago, who will make the stop near the 25-yard line. That a good look at the strength of Ray Fattoruso. Still getting used to all of the rules. Like, everyone's got a game left, but it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It does count, and then you get to drop one more. It's confusing.
Sure is.
The old way seemed confusing back then. Now it seems pretty simple. 1st and 10 from the north 25-yard line. 5-man front as they walk up both outside linebackers. Play action to Fattoruso. Reverse pivot for Sclafani. Coming left, throws down towards the end zone. And well out in lane one of the track. The catch is made, but clearly out of bounds there. It will go as an incompletion and set up 2nd and 10.
Pretty good pressure by Michael Sywick. And I think Sclafani, as much as anything, was throwing that one away. Did not want to take the sack. So threw it harmlessly away. Out of bounds. Live to play another day.
By the way, guys, if you get a chance, stick your head out to the left and see the section of North students. I'd say a good maybe 200 or 300 students. Something that hasn't been a common scene here at Marinerville.
Well, they all came to trick or treat here.
Well, not too many in costumes. They're cheering their team on.
Helps when you win, for sure. Fattoruso in motion. Up the middle, Sclafani makes the first man miss, runs through the second, goes through a third, and then finally Lewis and Tomaszczyk will wrap him up around the 12-yard line. That's a gain of close to 13 for Carmen Sclafani. The schedule coming up for both of these teams. Each will play next week. North has a game against Neptune, and Brick will be home for Toms River South.
A game which could be the one that they clinch the outright A-South championship if they win tonight.
But has no meaning for the state playoff picture.
That's correct, Matt.
Here's Fattoruso. Stretch play, right side. And drag down around the 10-yard line. Maybe the 9, gain of about 3. It just seems crazy to me that you place a meaningful game late in the season that could determine a division champ, but yet in the state playoff picture it means absolutely nothing. Preaching to the choir, I guess, right?
Dumb rule.
We've got in,
dumb rules.
Remember last time we were here, guys, with the hovering spacecraft over the press box? Well, it has moved over the goalpost that the Dragons are going into.
Here's Sclafani. Fake off to the right side. He'll follow the way and jump down to the 6.5. Small gain. Sywick to make the stop. Third down and just about 5.
I believe they call that a drone, right?
It's correct, Ed.
What do you think? Are we in trouble?
We made it through the last game, Ed, so...
Yeah, but he was looking for you up in the press box. Now he's down here closer to me.
Let's be honest. We're not concerned with what happens with you down on the sideline. That's why you're down there.
All the photographers down here taking pictures.
He looked down and spotted that hat, and he was wondering what he was looking at.
Timeout will be taken by Brick. We'll keep it here with a quarter break just about set to follow. 37 seconds remaining in this first quarter. It is Toms River North 7, but Brick on the move here. They're within striking distance, but still nothing on the scoreboard.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name. He's a very funny guy, Mark. As he gives you your estimate for your transmission, he's laughing.
Yeah, I bet.
He's a good guy. I like him.
Mattawan leads Manasquan after 1-3-0. Kind of an interesting game between those two teams. Wall and Colts Neck, that is scoreless after the first quarter of play. End of one, Rumson leads Raritan 6-0. Charlie Volker, a good quarter. He's got 70-plus yards on the ground already.
That Wall-Colts Neck game was postponed right back from Saturday to...
Moved ahead.
Due to the impending bad weather tomorrow.
Edison leads Friel Township 22-7.
Third down, let's say a long 4. Taylor in motion. He'll get the fake jet sweep to the body. Keeps it. The North defense is there to close the door. Well played by a host of players, including Kristen Lynch, who will step up and make the tackle. Loss of a yard and a half on the play, and Brick will think about...
They're going to take 3, Matt.
In that Barnegat-Lakewood game, of course, Barnegat losing their best player, Matty Bowen, ejected. Lakewood quarterback Chappelle Cook has left the game with an ankle injury. So
he was the player that, in the tweet I read, Bowen had punched.
Oh, okay.
Casey Stackable on. He'll have to wait till the start of the second quarter. They'll move down the other way for what will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. We'll step out. We've played 1. It is Toms River North 7, Brick nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.